All right, so now I want to talk about the handshake induction. But a lot of you guys emailing me asking to know more about the handshake induction, asking for more information on it. So, of course, I'm happy to give you that. But before I do, I want to give you a little warning, and that is that the handshake induction is really for experienced hypnosis enthusiasts only. And what I mean by that is you want to make sure that you have a good understanding of hypnosis, how it works, and how to correctly handle your target before you do this. All right, so with that said, let's get going. The handshake induction will put your target into a hypnotic trance within seconds of meeting them. Even if you've never met this person before, you can still put them into a trance using the handshake induction. And the technique works because it's a pattern interrupt. And that's basically a fancy term for confusing them by doing something the subconscious doesn't think will happen. All right, so now you've got an idea of how it works. Let's talk about how to do it. So here's how to do the handshake induction. First of all, you approach your target and you make strict eye contact. Then you put out your hand for a handshake while keeping direct eye contact with them. Then as soon as you make contact with their hand, you interrupt the handshake. All right, now that last part, interrupting the handshake, is the most important part. Now, when it comes to a handshake induction, you can do it in many different ways, and you need to find a style that you're personally most comfortable with. First of all, you can make the handshake awkward while in grip. So, for example, you could push down more with your thumb, release pressure from your middle finger and pinky finger, and then alternate pressure on each finger in a way that it would not feel normal, but at the same time does not appear awkward looking. Another way you can do a handshake induction is you can reach for your nose or for your mouth at a very strange time. Now, again, you do this without looking awkward. And of course, you do want to interrupt the handshake, so you can do it right when you're about to make contact with your target's hand. Third way to do a handshake induction is to hold the hand a bit too long in the handshake before actually performing the interruption. Now, with that said, this complete process needs to be very fluid, and that is where practice comes in. And of course, the fourth way to do a handshake induction is the handshake induction that I actually gave you in the full Dark Side Hypnosis course. Now, of course, the complete process needs to be very fluid, and that is where practice comes in. Now, not only does the actual process need to be fluid, but you definitely don't want any awkward pauses in speech, and you don't want to approach the person in a strange way. Now, those last two steps are extremely important. If you don't have your correct handshake interrupt prepared, or you're doing something that you aren't completely comfortable with, then most likely the target will not be hypnotized. It is important for you to be completely confident and prepared when doing the handshake induction. And just make sure that the pattern interrupt is smooth and it's not awkward, otherwise it will not work. Now, one thing I will say is that the handshake induction is generally regarded as an advanced hypnosis technique. And there's a good reason for that. If you have no experience hypnotizing someone, then effectively taking advantage of their induced state will be more difficult. Plus, you won't know how to correctly handle the person once they're in a mild state of trance. If you don't have any hypnosis experience just yet, then you should definitely stick to the regular hypnosis induction that I've already given you, just while you're starting out, just while you're practicing putting people into a trance, so you can see what it feels like and you can see how your subject acts once they're in that trance. Now, the cool thing about the handshake induction is that it induces trance very quickly. So there's no need to get them counting down from 300 or have them imagining walking down the stairs, which is a classic example of a regular hypnosis induction. Because once you master the handshake induction, you can induce trance in a matter of seconds. So with that said, let's talk about what you need to do once you've done the pattern interrupt. Okay, so first of all, you need to make sure you're looking deep into their eyes, very strong but not weird eye contact. And a good way to practice this is to make eye contact with yourself for extended periods of time in front of a mirror. And the thing is with this is you want to appear confident. You don't want to look like a weirdo or a psycho. And your end goal here is pushing yourself into that alpha state and that alpha situation with your eye contact. Okay, then once you've mastered having the correct eye contact, then you better induce them into a trance. And this would be a similar way that you would induce someone in a regular slow hypnosis trance. And you want to use a monotone voice or your hypnosis voice if you're already practicing hypnosis and give them hypnotic induction commands. Now again, this is something that needs to be practiced. You need to be comfortable with your script and it needs to come naturally. Now, there are an infinite number of ways that you can induce trance with your personal script, but a few key points to help you get on your way is, number one, the mimic effect. You want to make sure that you are also falling into a trance. Your target will start mimicking your actions because he's in the pattern interrupt. He's looking for a response and something to mimic. So, basically, what I mean by that is, whilst keeping eye contact, just start feeling very relaxed. Feed off the moment and start feeling yourself drifting away. Now, this all needs to happen very quickly. And when it does, just continue the process while citing your induction script. Alright, so now the induction script. The script is better to be memorized, although sometimes you will need to make changes depending on what your subject is doing. So, of course, you want to be pacing and leading. But again, the goal is to keep the whole momentum of this process extremely fluid. So you want to say something like, "We all feel like this when this happens." I know what you're thinking. Just imagine how relaxed you must feel. So just relax, just sleep, all the way down and all the way deep. Now let your subconscious mind just completely take over as you're becoming more sleepy and falling into a trance. We all think like this when we're relaxed. You're just drifting away and listening to my voice, breathing and relaxing, all the way down, all the way deep. That's right. Now that was just a quick example of the kind of script you could use. But you'll find that some scripts that you make will work better than other ones. You could use the example I just gave you there, or you could use the example that I gave you in the main Dark Side Hypnosis course. It's up to you. Or you could make one up completely from scratch. Because one thing to remember here, guys, is it's not the words that are important. It's your intent. And your intent is, of course, to put them into a trance. So just pace and lead them, and they will fall into a trance if you do everything else correctly. Also, something else to remember is that some people simply react better with certain people. So you might find that a friend has a better chance of hypnotizing Bill, but you can hypnotize Steve easier than he can. Now, this is because there's a lot that goes on with the mind while this is happening. And hypnosis induction compatibility is something that we could talk about for ages. But as well as that, some people are just simply easier to hypnotize than others, especially when it comes to using instant covert hypnosis like this. So the main point here is, the more you practice, the more you'll be able to see what personality types are working for you. And after you've mastered it, you can start to work on different scripts and different closes for different types of people. So one thing here to say is that the knowledge behind this stuff truly never ends. But if you give this the practice that it deserves, then it will work for you amazingly well, and it'll be something that will totally blow your mind, and it'll completely blow your friend's mind when you show them the handshake induction.